In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today is actually our patronal feast day. It's St. Francis. This is the day when we remember him. We weren't quite ready for that this year. It snuck up on us, so I chose to do the readings from the proper for this Sunday. Basically because I thought they're very important, and it's something that we miss a lot of times. We've been going through the course of this year and actually hearing about a lot of the hard sayings of Jesus Christ and what that actually means, what it means for us, and what it should mean for everyone else. One of the things that we see in the lessons today is that since time began, people were made in complementary pairs, male and female. Now, these verses have been used for all kinds of, well, dare we say, madness. You have, for this reason, a man shall leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. What does that mean? Times past, it meant that people thought that subjugated their wives to them. They're not property. Do you understand the implications of this? That the two become one flesh. It's not that one is higher or lower. They're the same. What they do together. The harm they do to one another. Continue on. We have the bit about divorce. Well, what does that mean? Divorce is never good. It never should be, even though it sometimes has to be. We are not perfect creatures. We make mistakes, and divorce happens. You even hear Christ talk about this in the gospel lesson. And again, he reiterates, for this reason, a man shall leave his mother and father and be joined to his wife, and the two become one flesh. Why do I bring this up? I bring this up because St. Francis was fond of saying, preach the gospel at all times and everywhere, and when necessary, use words. This is our patron saint, and this is a fantastic saying, and a very good one. What do you believe? Do you believe that Scripture is something that was written 2,000 years ago by ignorant people that had it wrong? Or do you believe that it's life-saving? You can't have both, see? You can't sit there and say, I choose to accept this part, but not this part. They got this part right. But we're smarter and have no idea about this part. That's not how it works. That's turning Christianity into Burger King. This is not a place that you get it your way. This is a place where we get it God's way. The other very important part of our gospel today has to deal with the children. Now, there's been conflict, especially of late, with same-sex marriage, but there's always conflict in the church. But what does Christ say about little children? No one who does not enter the kingdom as a little child will never enter. Have you ever watched kids play? Do they care about skin color? Do they care about money? Do they care about what the other child self-identifies as? No. There is truth in God died on the cross for all. All means all. The Episcopal Church got that part right. But all doesn't mean all by our standards. All means all. We go through, and as a child, We interact with anyone. We have fun. We play. We live life. As we get older, it becomes, do you drive the right car? Do you go to the right store? Do you wear the right clothes? Do you believe the right thing? And if we don't, we rub this magic little lamp and out pops Jesus. That's not the gospel, is it? Kids don't rub little lamps. Kids are kids, and they believe what they're told. If we but believe what we are told, well, then all things are possible through God. If we put addendums and ideas and stipulations, we're not doing anything but writing a certificate of divorce. Preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. Amen.